prepared mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
The smell of life for Choice Beauty Care. Sorry, I can't get...
Tell the truth.
Non-stop lies. But now it's time for unfiltered analysis, shining a light in a sea of darkness. In the news, with the Caribbean Critic.
So what is in the news? We've been hearing a lot about this guy who crashed a plane into the Andes, of course, it's... of its essence, of its actual power, and left basically without any substance or power. I've heard a lot about the 532 hertz deal. Mr. Producer, have you heard about that stuff? Changing the frequency of the music and the way it's recorded. What is the one they say is the ideal recording? Is it 420? No.
That's something else. 420 something else. Now, is it, was it like 424, something like that? Sounds close. Okay. All right. Well, now this is going to kill me. So I'm going to see here what it says. Cause I looked in this, to this a while back and I thought it was somewhat interesting. 424 hertz. Is that right? Let's see here. I thought it, is it pure frequency associated with, used for, is best known for, to fight fatigue. This is interesting. 424 hertz doesn't improve music, blah, blah, blah. Now what is this one? 520. Let's see, 520 hertz. This is on the air research, folks. You never stop learning. You really don't. That's what the Free Your Mind Conference is all about, this learning process that we're going down. Hey, what did you think about me calling that dude last night? Oh, okay, here we go. Mr. Producer got the insights. He says that 440 is the evil one, and 432 and 582 are the good ones. So 440, that was the one that, like, what was it? They said Hitler. Hey, I've heard this before. They used the cliche of Hitler did it. Hitler changed all of our sound to 432 or whatever. Actually, I'm getting a call here from one of the organizers of the Free Your Mind Conference. Let's talk to him here and see what he has to say here. Let's see. Add to group call. Michael, I'm on here.
Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just spill over the stairs. Always something happening, and nothing going on. There's always something cooking, and nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got. We'll be right back.
just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my life, it's now or never.
Hi, welcome to the Bob Justin Radio Show. I'm the Caribbean critic standing in for Bob. We got lots of stuff to talk about this evening. I want to start with the Boston bombing kangaroo court that convicted a clearly innocent so-called Tsarnaev of the crime of bombing and the murder of several people. If you look at the video and photographic evidence, it's absolutely clear that the backpack containing the bomb was black, and it had a rectangular silver, I think it must have been an aluminium rectangular piece of metal on the zip top of the backpack. And the only people with that type of backpack were those people in the black jackets and tan pants. Let's run through the situation. The FBI claimed to have shown the Tsarnaevs planting the bomb, which of course never appeared in any of the videos. But what we do know is that after both bombs went off, the street cameras further down the street caught both the Tsarnaev brothers, and both of them still had their backpacks. Tamerlan had his on his still hooked over his shoulders, and Sokar was carrying it in his right hand as he walked away from the scene. But what we also see is that the guy in the black jacket and tan pants, who previously in other video shots had this black backpack with this silver colored logo on the top, was running away immediately after the bombing, and his backpack had disappeared. I wonder where it went. I mean, none of this evidence was presented to the court. Judy Ward, the defense attorney, did a disgraceful act in front of the jury by saying, yeah, of course he did it. But it was all his brother's fault. This woman should be disbarred from being an attorney for life. I mean, what defense attorney, after her client has pleaded not guilty, turns around and said, yeah, he did it. In other words, completely discrediting her own client. I mean, it's absolute nonsense. And if we look further into the situation, lots of strange things happen. People with so-called legs blown off, the artificial bit fell on the floor and they had to quickly pick it up and stick it back in position. And then a few minutes later, the guy in the wheelchair was shown with a different shirt on. I mean, this is absolute nonsense. None of this was put forward for the jury to examine. I mean, I think this court in Boston runs the most efficient railroad operation there is, because that's clearly what was happened. So Tsarnaev, when he was in the court, looked as though he was drugged to the eyes. He looked absolutely drugged up, and could hardly keep himself still. And yet, you know, this is allowed to stand. And of course, the parents of the Tsarnaev brothers were threatened, you know, if you open your mouths and start making objections, apparently the parents were told, then it would destroy the defense attorney's claim that the now dead Tamerlan Tsarnaev was the instigator. We also know that both these brothers were agents of the security services, both FBI and CIA. They both attended these CIA schools, FBI, and we know that the Russians named them as agents, so they were part of the system. You know, you're a patsy. If you work for the FBI and they need a dead body, you're it. So I would really think twice, anybody who thinks they're a secret spy for these organizations, that, you know, that they're respected. You're not. You're used anytime they need another patsy, you're it. And what I would I'd like to see is that now the parents fire the attorney and hire a really good, honest attorney, although that's difficult to come across, to make an appeal and put forward all the evidence that we now see and is available free on the net. The black backpack and the Tsarnaev brothers, one had a white and one had a grey backpack. Neither of them had black backpacks. And actually, they were seen on a street camera. After all the events had taken place, both still had the backpack back. I mean, if this is clear evidence of reasonable doubt, and if there's reasonable doubt, this young man should have been acquitted. But the whole case was stitched by both the prosecution, the Secret Service, the defense, and the judge. This was such a kangaroo court. It reminded me of Australia. Good grief. So we're looking at that situation. But I hope the parents do hire a high-powered, honest attorney and immediately sack this Judy Ward and mount a defense, a reasonable defense, and an appeal. Otherwise, they're going to burn this guy. And they're going to burn this guy just to confirm or stop any dissent on the government narrative of what really happened. And I mean, we can see from all the evidence that this was the biggest stitch up in history. But this is America today. Now, I want to look at some more news. Yemen and this Saudi attack on the Yemeni people. All the media are saying these young men fighting are Al-Qaeda. No, they're not. Most of these young guys fighting are not Sunni. They're not Al-Qaeda. They are Shia Muslims. And the Shia Muslims are diametrically opposed to Al-Qaeda. So basically what we're looking at is the Yemeni people throwing out their US puppet installed leader and government and are taking their country back for themselves. And of course America can't be seen to be going into Yemen as Mr. Obozo, the president, held Yemen up as a success story for American foreign policy. Oh my good night. A success. Have you looked at Yemen nowadays? Is that a success? If that's a success, I want no part of success. But anyway, the people now are rising up. They're making advances despite the Saudi attacks. They've captured some Egyptian soldiers, and being as there's no declared war, I mean, these soldiers can be shot as spies, and I hope they do, as a warning to others that go in to this nation without actually a declared war. Saudi Arabia now, of course, is finding it very difficult because the Shia population of Saudi, which is in the oil-rich East, are tending to rise up. And they have another real problem. A lot of the Saudi military are actually Yemenis. And they're serving in the Saudi military. Now, do you think these Yemenis in the Saudi military relish the thought of killing their own people? I think they're in some sort of trouble. I think this is designed to bring Saudi to its knees. You know, there's indications that America is trying to frame Saudi Arabia for 9/11, which is absolute nonsense. But we're looking at this situation, and it is so confused. Who do you believe? You can't believe the corporate media in the US. You can't believe the media, the corporate media in Britain, or the BBC. I mean, they're such liars. They get caught out and just pass over it as though nothing had happened. But we've caught them out so many times. It's just unbelievable. Well, they are unbelievable. They've totally discredited themselves. Both the UK government, the US government, totally discredited, completely discredited. And we're looking at a situation now where there are so many wars going on in so many places. I think we're already into the Third World War. We're just waiting for the bigger bang when someone maybe encroaches on Russian territory or Chinese. Then we'll be into the Big Bang era. But I'm safe here down in Barbados. So I'm looking on at this with a jaded view of what's really happening. And we are seeing lots of nonsense coming out of the White House on every subject. It's just, they still think they're in the 50s when people are naive and believe the public, the media and the press. People are waking up to the fact that they're being constantly lied to. Anyway, if you have any questions or points of view, please call in. Pardon me. Yeah, please call in. The number is 800-313-9443. So, let's hear from you, see what the great American public think on these subjects. Now let's move on to another subject, Syria. Well, and Iraq, because this morning I was reading a piece from the Iraqi government, and they said, we've completely taken control of Ramadi, just north of Baghdad. And yet in the afternoon, according to the corporate media in the USA, there's a huge army of ISIS coming down onto Baghdad. But who knows? Then we get a statement from Mr. Obama that the Iranians fighting on the side of Baghdad, of the Iraqi army, should be subject to Iraqi control. Well, I have to remind Mr. Obama that maybe 2 months ago, the Iraqi government announced that an Iranian general was actually controlling both the Iraqi and the Iranian soldiers fighting ISIS. So it's an Iranian general that is actually in charge on the ground of the forces facing ISIS, apparently with some considerable success. So we're looking at the situation now. Every time this gentleman in the White House, Obozo, opens his mouth, he makes a fool of himself. He completely discredits what he's saying before he's finished the sentence. It's almost laughable. If it wasn't so serious, it would be. But we're looking at a terrible situation in that part of the world. And now we go further north into Syria. And the stories I'm getting out of Syria is that the Syrian army are making serious gains. Unfortunately, now we know, because they've been caught at it red-handed, US Special Forces in Kobani are allied with the Kurdish forces, supposedly, but they're directing US airstrikes not onto military targets, but onto infrastructure and other fine pieces that Syria relies on for its revenue, its income. So we're not fighting ISIS. We're fighting buildings and bridges and roads and oil pipelines. I mean, I don't know how they can shoot back, but you know.
The Bob Tuscan Show. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad. at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carrot Bar's banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Hello and welcome back to the Bob Duskin Show. I'm John, the Caribbean critic, running it for Bob tonight. He's indisposed. And I want to discuss now the latest news coming out of Iran and the spectacle of the Congress bowing to the needs of Israel. And in this nuclear negotiation, I think what Congress forgets is that this is a United Nations group, the P5 plus one, and it doesn't really matter what Congress says. They can put anything into their legislation and it applies only to America. Of course, the other five nations, that's Britain, France, Russia, China, and Germany, can go ahead and ratify this deal and just ignore all the sanctions that the U.S. has in place. And of course, it will be the U.S. industry and corporations that are the biggest losers. The German corporations are champing at the bit to get back into Iran and begin a big sales push with the Iranian government, who is now awash with Chinese yuan, Russian rubles, obviously with the sale of their oil. And we're looking at this new development. I mean, Putin is just one smart cookie. You just gotta love those Russians. He moves S-300. Actually, the deal isn't quite S-300. What the Russians have said to Iran is, actually, the S-300 is now out of production. However, you can have the S-400, a much more capable missile, for the same price and in the same number. If you wish, we'll supply the S-400. So I expect that Iran will jump at the chance of this S-400. Now, this S-400 is a very sophisticated piece of equipment. Your stealth bombers are visible to the radar of this unit. Your B-52 and the B-2 Spirit bombers that could possibly carry the bunker-busting bomb are slow, limited in altitude, and quite visible to this radar. How would they get this bomb, this very heavy weapon, to the target? It's obviously going to have a deleterious effect on the performance of the B-2 and the B-52 with carrying such a weight. So they'll be limited into the flight characteristics and evasive action they can take. And this 400 is a killer. It has on board a computer which does all the calculations. It doesn't rely on ground control. Once it locks onto the target, the internal computer guides it. So it's deadly. And of course, the Israelis are hopping up and down because this missile turns their attack, this mission to attack Iran's nuclear power plants and nuclear facilities, into suicide missions. So I think this is a great move by Mr. Putin, but the kick in the tail is that Mr. Putin is also supplying Greece with these same missiles. One just has to laugh. We know that Tsipras was in Moscow negotiating various deals, including this, and possibly more naval bases and air bases for the Russians. It seems rather strange that Greece, a NATO member, or previously a NATO member, I mean what looks like previously a member of the EU, is pivoting to Russia. And we know that the German business is just really angry with Merkel and the government because of their sanctions. And it's actually destroying German business big style. And of course, the other event is that Ukraine presents a real problem for Europe. If a war develops over Ukraine, it's going to spread into Europe. And this will be the third time in 100 years that a major war has been fought on the front lawns of France, Germany, Britain, Holland, you name it. So we're looking at a situation where NATO now is falling apart, basically falling apart. This nuclear deal with Iran is the final nail, I think, that's driving a wedge between Europe and the US. I'm not sure yet, the indications are there, but I'm not sure yet how far this wedge will be driven into this relationship. I mean, Obama recently stated that he needed to look again at the special relationship between Britain and America, because Britain became a founding member of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, which completely bypasses the dollar, the IMF, and the Bank of International Settlements. And we know that Britain has already made arrangements with China to do direct currency swaps between the pound, the renminbi, and the yuan. What this means is that the dollar's piece of the action will not now be forthcoming. Britain can do a lot of its trade now in renminbi and yuan. I mean, Britain is the pound is a reserve currency, although nowhere near as large as the dollar. But each of these bites out of the bottom of the dollar can only hasten the collapse And he's coming, boys and girls. He's coming. That's why we're in so many wars, because America is trying to force all these recalcitrant nations back onto the use of the dollar as the reserve currency. But it's failing. We're now in a situation where this wedge being driven between Europe and America is pushing the nations closer and closer towards the Eurasian zone, Russia, India, China. And we see that India now has abandoned its Western allies. It's scrapped the deal for the Rafale fighter jet and is now purchasing 107 of the Sukhoi PAK F-50s. This is the fifth generation fighter jet that Russia is now starting to produce in numbers. They've done the tests, they've done the workup, and it looks like India will be the first to be supplied with this fantastic new aeroplane. And as I've been saying for quite some time, the Russian aerospace technology actually is years ahead of America's. The only launcher you have is the SpaceX launcher. All the US military launchers use Russian rocket engines. You can't produce a rocket engine big enough, large enough, to power those huge rockets, Titans, into low Earth orbit. So they use Russian engines. This is making Russia rich, because they're doing deals all over the world, while America is doing war. So Russia's economy now is on the march. We see the ruble has risen against the dollar 22% since December. That's in 4 months. 22%, that's a huge rise. I would think that Russia is going to be getting a bit worried that it's too attractive and will try and reduce that rise, because it affects their business exports. We'll see. And the Russian stock market has also seen a 47% rise in the last few months. I mean, Russia is on the march. It's making all the right choices. It's financing, because of the sanctions, it's financing its own industrial production. And unfortunately, the only industrial production that America is financing is the military industrial complex and the pharmaceuticals. And the pharmaceuticals are being funded because Obamacare has been such a failure. People are simply not going to the doctors and the hospital because of the high deductibles and the high cost of the care. So the prescription drugs and what have you are dropping like a stone, which is affecting the bottom line of the pharmaceutical industry. I keep hopping around. Sorry, but I'm trying to cover a lot of ground here. I think it's important to get it out there. But anyway, what I see in Iran is this S-300 deal is a complete game changer. I hope they've, like as usual with these situations, they claim that they're going to deliver. I presume that Russia has already delivered several of these S-300, S-400 battalions. Because that, without that, the Israeli or American attack on Iran would certainly take place very shortly. But I think they've already got these weapons on board. we're looking at now in Ukraine. I want to cover this part of the world. Again, another American debacle. Victoria Nuland's $5 billion spent on a disaster. Russian-speaking peoples of Ukraine are forming their own region, the Donbas region. They're governing themselves. And very recently we saw that Odessa, where that massacre by fire took place, is also attempting to form its own republic and join up with the Donbas republics to form one contiguous republic in the south of Ukraine. And this is very, very naughty of those people of Odessa, because that will eventually cut the Ukraine off from the Black Sea. And that means that their navy is now defunct. But I think a majority of the Ukrainian navy actually moved over to the Crimea and joined the Crimea, so they lost quite a few of their boats to the Crimea in the first place. And of course, this contiguous piece of land will also secure the Crimea. It will cover the entrance into Crimea from the Ukraine. So we're looking at a very complex situation. And to make matters worse, all the opposition people in the Ukraine, representatives in the government who oppose the system, large corporate interests who oppose the system, they're being murdered. They've been suicided. There's been five people this last weekend from senior critics in a large newspaper organization in Ukraine. He's been topped. And this is how dictators work. So we're looking at a really difficult situation forming in Ukraine. And of course, the more weapons and military personnel they put in there, the more nervous Russia gets. We see Canadian paratroopers going in, but they're only trainers. They're not really troops on the ground with boots on the ground. No, they're just trainers. We see the British putting paratroops in there as trainers. We see America going in there as trainers. These are thousands of trainers. Why do you need thousands of trainers? I mean, it's ridiculous. As if Russia cannot see right through this game. Putin's too smart a guy to be fooled by this nonsense. And it's such a joke. I mean, every time they open their mouth in the White House, they discredit themselves further. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. I mean, if it was, as I said before, if it wasn't so serious, it would be a laugh. But it is so serious. Now let's get on to another real problem area, Syria. Now we know that this fake ISIS group completely controlled by the US and Saudi, and the Al-Qaeda group, Al-Nusra, controlled and funded and what have you by Israel. And it's been going on now for 4 years, more than 4 years even. And still very little progress. Well, it's virtually a stalemate, even though thousands of extra terrorist fighters are being poured into Syria. They're being slaughtered as fast as they move in. I would think that some of these people would recognize the fact that if they go to Syria, they're signing their own death warrant. I mean, it amazes me that some of these people are so stupid. We know that, I mean, the Syrian army and the Kurds and what have you have been fighting this for years and have become veterans. They are skilled in this fight now. They have honed their tactics on how to defeat terrorists in an urban context and regularly do so. It's nonsense. We're faced with this situation now where it's difficult to find a country where there isn't a conflict, particularly in the Middle East. We have all these nations now gathering together to fight one tiny little country of Yemen. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar. And I think there's now pause for thought about this invasion of Yemen. Yemen is a very mountainous country. Lots of places to hide and snipe at any invading force. It's very difficult to get heavy weapons and tanks and things through this mountainous terrain. They leave themselves open to huge ambush. And I think it's the realization is that after the capture of these Egyptians, of course, that it could be a complete debacle. Hello? Okay. Hello, caller. I can't see your name on the screen, but welcome to the show.
This is Rich in Alabama. Mike, I have a question. What's your take on the Forex exchange, and how does that affect our relationship with all the other countries and ourselves, for that matter?
Well, I think the Forex is actually becoming less of a player. Because the Chinese now have so much gold, and the Russians, of course, they've been buying it like there's no tomorrow. They'll have so much gold eventually, very shortly, that they will be able to control the price. And so the Forex will be superfluous to requirement.
So does that mean people that are playing that, I guess it's like people going to Nevada and playing the slot machines or something? So that, I mean, obviously it's a gamble. But I don't think it's healthy, because when you think about it, all this exchange rate stuff is, if it's floating, something's wrong with that. It should be fixed, should it not? And it just seems like to me that there's people out there that are playing the game and some are making stupid money because they have access to the insider traders that are basically the people that are sitting in Congress and they're connected with Wall Street.
Yeah. I mean, the Forex, LIBOR, Libra, you know, the exchange rate control. So being manipulated. If you are, for example, George Soros, and you place $9 billion as a bet, which it was, against the pound, and the pound starts to drop. George Soros made a fortune out of forcing the British government to devalue simply by placing a bet. It was a bet. It was a game to him. But people can do this. I mean, George Soros was funding the...
I don't understand why there's not agents going out to get this guy and take him to England or France or wherever I think he's wanted, I hear, and throw that guy in prison. Go away the key. The guy's a criminal, along with a lot of others.
Of course, the majority of they're all players. I mean, Barclays was fixing the interest rates, and I think it was CNN, the guy with the beard, I can't remember his name now. I don't watch it very often. Wolf Blitzer. He was explaining one time, and I think he had to bite his tongue eventually, how Libra controls the American interest mortgage rates. And this is the London interbank lending rate. And, it's nonsense that the City of London controls most of the interest rates around the world. It's ridiculous.
Yes, sir.
In fact, there's more American banks with their branches in the City of London than there is in the state of New York. That's how ridiculous it's become. But they're all part of the game. The central bankers are the guys at the top of the pyramid, the Rothschilds and the Warburgs and the Rockefellers. These are the guys that's controlling the game.
Thanks for taking my call.
That's the end of the show, boys and girls. See you again.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town. Them crazy. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe,